In the bleak midwinter, all creation groans for a world in darkness, frozen like a stone. Light is breaking in a stable for a throne, and he shall reign forevermore, forevermore. He shall reign forevermore, forevermore. Unto us a child is born, the King of kings and Lord of lords. He shall reign forevermore, forevermore. If I were a wise man, I would travel far. If I were a shepherd, I would do my part. But poor as I am, I will give to him my heart. And he shall reign forevermore, forevermore. He shall reign forevermore, forevermore. Unto us a child is born, the King of kings and Lord of lords. He shall reign forevermore, forevermore. Here within a manger lies the one who made the starry skies, the Savior born for sacrifice, Christ the Messiah. Into our hopes, into our fears, the Savior of the world appears, the promise of eternal years, Christ the Messiah. He shall reign forevermore, forevermore. He shall child is born, the King of kings and Lord of lords. He shall reign forevermore, forevermore. For unto us a child is born, the King of kings and Lord of lords.
Hallelujah. Unto us a child is born, a King of kings, and he'll reign forevermore, and we're closing in on that time. How many of you know that? You, did you check your watch lately? Where's your watch? It's called the Middle East. That's where you check the times of the end. It's the Middle East. We have some very interesting stuff going on here in America and in Canada, and we need to pay a little attention to that because it shows us where we are. People are so vulnerable and so deceived. The Bible teaches us in the last days they shall listen to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And that doesn't necessarily mean the church. It's the whole world system that's listening to seducing spirits, doctrines of devils. Take the transgender stuff. Take the homosexual stuff. Take the climate change stuff. And pretty soon, the Bible says, they'll tell us to abstain from meats. Already they got beyond meats. Pretty soon, there's going to be no meat. How is that? So eat your hamburgers as quick as you can. They're going to take them away. But I think that'd be during the tribulation. To give you a bit of an example on how the average person thinks, the world has been told a lie that the truth becomes a lie. I grew up in a religious system where I was told a lie, and when I started telling the people the truth, they said I was lying. The truth had become a lie. Yesterday, my wife almost got into a conflict with somebody. We were here yesterday at one of those craft shows. And this lady hooked into my wife about Donald Trump, and I started to back out that door here because I knew what was coming. And the lady said, Trump is lying. And my wife said, tell me once where he's lying. I'm not going to get into that. Not going to get into it. You got good stuff, thank you, but we're not going to get into that. You know why she didn't want to get into that? Because CBC, CTV, CNN, these people have been telling them lies to the point where the truth becomes a lie to them. One world government would be upon us if God wouldn't have raised Donald Trump. It was Obama that said, the globalist agenda will have to take a detour. Why? Because God stopped their one world idea. And that's where everybody loves one another or kills one another. That's how it's going to turn out. So where are we today as we watch those lies, as we watch the whole world going crazy? Watch the news once in a while, and you'll see how they think. I mean, when you watch Jesse Waters going out, anybody who knows Jesse Waters is, it's a news reporter, a news anchor. He goes to New York or he goes to Los Angeles, and he asks them what the name of the president is. They don't know. They ask them any question. They have no idea what's going on in this world. And when it comes to voting, they don't even bother because they don't know what they're voting about. That's how incredible this generation has become. I remember it was Hal Ensie in the 70s who was preaching the gospel on the campuses. And he said those people were so into drugs that something had to happen to their minds. And he said, now you got them for professors, you got them for politicians, and when you hear them and you listen to them, you know for a fact their minds have been altered. There's something wrong. They cannot grasp the truth. They don't see the writing on the wall. They have no idea what's going on. But we who know God, we who turn to Jesus for salvation, and we, by the grace of God, have been given the answer. Because a lot of my brethren don't have a clue what's going on. Those of you watching through the internet, you need to pay attention. This lie that you're told is being told is actually the truth. Check the Bible. God came to seek and save that which is lost. In the furnace of affliction, he bought our souls, not with silver and gold. It's not through some religious exercise. And we need to understand that. And once a person turns to this Jesus, your eyes open up, you start seeing things the way you never saw them before. This is what God is trying to do to us, to show us the truth. And the Bible teaches us, if you continue in my word, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall what? Set you free. Hallelujah. We know what's going to happen. This word dares to tell us what's going to happen. And today I'll teach on what's going to come up in the next couple of years. And it's not pretty. And it's going to happen in the Middle East. Last week I taught on who was going to take place in the battle of Ezekiel 38 and 39. Today I'm going to tell you by scripture what's going to happen to them and what God means with this. Before I get into this message, let's rise and ask the Lord for blessing. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your grace. I thank you for the word of God. You will open our hearts and show us the truth because we are fast running out of time. Make us a blessing today as the word is preached in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. The word of God has an interesting scripture, which I've read over the years, never paid much attention. It tells us, and they were unthankful. They were unthankful. And I was, during the week, listening to a girl who had been in a seminar where a lot of young people were being told by Alexandria Cortez, we'll give her that name. She is an interesting person. And she has told everybody, all those young people, how underprivileged they were, and they'll never get to see prosperity, and there's no prosperity around them. And she said, I sat down at a McDonald's chair, and I wrote out what she said. Then all at once, something caught my attention. The cars were driving past. I had a cup of coffee in front of me, and I had a hamburger. Then I realized with a startled revelation how fortunate I was and how blessed I was and how incredibly blessed God blessed this country. And here we have people telling us that everything's going downhill. It is. But it's because of the sin of the people, everything's going downhill. The Bible teaches us it's because of the sin of the people that the land will vomit out its inhabitants. And that's what's coming up. And I'll show you Ezekiel 38 in verse 18. Last week, I showed you how the Russians came down to Syria. 10 years ago, everybody was, oh no, that's not going to be the Russians, it's going to be Turkey. And the Bible clearly teaches us it's Russia. They got Turkey with them. And we also got Iran. We got Ethiopia. We got Libya. And a few other nations that are mentioned in the Word of God. And what do they want? They're going to attack Israel. And God will be vindicated. The Bible teaches us after this battle, nobody is going to say there is no God because they will see the hand of God in this battle. What will America do? What will Canada do? Exactly what they're doing now. We can see President Trump bringing the troops out of the Middle East, opening the door for Putin to get ready for this incredible fight that is on ahead. It's going to happen. Crimea was taken 10 years ago or 7 years ago for the sole purpose so they would have a seaport of bringing Russian soldiers down to the Middle East. The bounty that the Bible talks about has been found in the last 6 years. What is that bounty? What is that spoil? Take the SP away and you know what the spoil is. It's oil. They're getting ready to pounce. But here's what's going to happen. Ezekiel 38 in verse 18. And it shall come to pass at the same time when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, said the Lord God. And we have to remember, we do not confuse this battle with the battle of Armageddon. In the battle of Armageddon, the whole world will gather together. Here there's only the Muslim nations and Russia that's going to get together. It says, and my fury will come up in my face. Where else have you read this in the Bible where God says, my fury will come up in my face? For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath, I have spoken. Surely in that day, there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel. So already I can see Donald Trump getting his information from Robert Jeffries, who is a devout, Baptist who knows the end times. And he is telling Trump, Trump, get out of there. Let God handle this situation. And I believe Trump is listening to him. He's starting to pull the American military machine out of the Middle East. He says, what's the use of fighting over there? The moment we come home, they start it all over again. So we'll let God fight this time. This is going to be nice. The Bible teaches us, though, that the rapture, we do not know the day or the hour, so we don't know where to place it, before the battle or after the battle. I have a small feeling we will be able to watch this on our TV screens as God annihilates the Muslim nations. Who is the biggest scare today in all the world? It's the Muslims. One day the world will say peace and safety because the Muslims will be gone. In Ezekiel 38 in verse 21, I will call a sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith the Lord God. Every man's sword shall be against his brother. When you study this battle, it's just like the battle of Joshua. It's just like the battle of Gideon, where the armies that came against Israel turned one against another, killing each other till there's nobody left. And I will plead against him with what? With pestilence and with blood. I will rain upon him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with him an overflowing rain, a great hailstone, fire and brimstone. That's exactly what happened when Joshua, when he made the sun to stand still. The Bible teaches us that God killed way more than Joshua's armies did. And here's what's going to happen. It's going to happen the same thing. He will bring hailstones, the Bible teaches us. They weigh about 75 pounds to 100 pounds apiece. You get hit on the head with one of those, it's game over. I know that for a fact. Thus will I magnify myself and will sanctify myself. And I will know in the eyes of, and I will be made known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord. So people will know this is supernatural. This is not some army just fighting another army. This is God coming against the land of Magog and against Turkey. Ezekiel 39 in verse 1 and 2. Therefore, thou son of man, prophesy against Gog and say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against you, O God, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. I shall turn thee back and leave but a sixth part of thee, and will cause thee to come upon the north parts, and will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel. How many will be left from all this horde? Sixth of them. I don't know how much, I don't know how many are going to come. It says they're going to cover the land. And a sixth part of them will be left to go home. But the problem is when they'll be coming home, their land will be on fire too. Because God is going to hit them in the hinder parts. He's going to annihilate those nations to the point where there are going to be nothing. Ezekiel 39 and verse 3, it tells us this. And I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand, will cause thy arrows to fall out of thy right hand. Thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, thou and all the bands and the people that are with thee. And I will give thee unto the ravenous birds of every sort, and to the beasts of the fields to be devoured. This is going to happen. This is not some prophecy that depends on those people repenting. Remember when Jonah was told to go and preach to the people of Nineveh? And Jonah said, no, I'm not going to go preach because they might repent and you're going to save them. Because in 40 days they're going to die. And Jonah knew the heart of God. They're going to repent and you're going to save them. And I'm not going to go preach to them. Sorry, I'm going this way. Jonah is this way. And God loves people more than he even respected his own prophet. And he said, you're going there if you have to go through hell or high water or a whale. And he brought Jonah to the land of Nineveh and preached there, and they repented. The prophecy came true, but not in 40 days. It took 140 years where Nineveh was destroyed. But here, they're not going to repent. They're going to come down because already we are seeing things lining up. The Israelis are watching as the Russians are starting to make these military emplacements there. They're watching as things are surrounding them that's in the Bible. And they're getting ready with all their military equipment. Russia is making an alliance with Turkey and with Iran. Strange, isn't it, that they do that? Not that strange to us, because it's written in the Bible. We've been given the blueprint. We know what's going to happen. They're going to wait for the right time to strike Israel. How much oil does Israel have in the last 5 years? They found more oil than the world can use in 200 years. The average patch of oil, if you dig down, is 36 feet deep in this compaction. The oil they found on the Golan Heights is 360 feet deep. This is what we're seeing. They're starting last week. They started a pipeline shipment into Greece and on its way to Germany. And guess where Germany has been buying its natural gas from? From the Russians. And this is going to put a dent into their pocketbook. We need to go to Israel to get some oil, they're saying. Well, they will. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 39 in verse 5 and 6. Thou shalt fall upon the open field, for I have spoken it, said the Lord God. I will send a fire on Magog, and amongst them that dwell carelessly in the isles, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Not only will he strike the soldiers, he will also strike their homelands. And it's happening, starting to happen already. That's why I say when you have a time clock, you wonder where the world is today. Our timepiece is Israel. What's happening there is where the clock stands. And we're very close to the end. Jesus is getting ready to take us unto himself. He covets his bride already. He wants to be with her. And one of these days, it'll happen in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. In Ezekiel 39 in verse 7, so will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel. I was studying this. After this battle, the Israelis will start paying attention to the God of heaven. They will know that God is real. When you study Israel today, we know for a fact what's going on over there. I think, what's the capital there now? It's Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv is a city with the biggest concentration of homosexuality and demonic activity and demon worship. Isn't that interesting? Why is that? Because Satan is targeting this land to stop God from coming back. How is he doing it? To try to get his own people to reject him like he did in the old days. But his people will finally realize who the true Messiah is. It says, I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore. And the heaven shall know, and the heathen shall know, that I am the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, because it is come and it is done, said the Lord God. This is the day wherefore I have spoken. This is going to happen. He says, that day is just as good as done. I have spoken it. We're going to see it on TV. We're watching it now. I can listen to snippets of news as they come filtering through the news media and on Facebook, what's happening in the Middle East. Unbelievable stuff is coming into play. And we are just at the doorstep of it getting started. The question is here. Are we ready? Are we ready for that? I don't know when Jesus will come back. He says, I'm not giving you the day or the hour. But I know one thing, he's coming back. So we have one thing and one goal in mind. And that is to preach the gospel. Like I told you before I started, the religion I grew up in is a lie. And a lot of most religions are lies. To the point where the truth becomes a lie to those who have listened to those lies. And we need to pray that God will open their eyes, their hearts, and their minds, that they will turn. God sees, I will make a short work on this earth. Maybe Trump is the last trumpet that's going to sound. After he's gone, it could be over. And then what? Are we ready for Jesus to come back? Are our loved ones ready? I'm almost certain in my heart that everybody who's here knows the Lord. But you have brothers and sisters. You have cousins and aunts. You have children. You have relatives that need to know Jesus. How much effort do we put in to reach them? I try my best to do what God called me to do. But I believe the best we can do is pray for them. Ask God to open their eyes. Because being taught about God is not good enough. They have to have a revelation about God. And once God gives them that revelation, nobody can take it from them. And if we pray and ask for them, God says he is willing that none perish. He says, pray for them that are lost. Go into all the world. Preach the gospel. This is the commandment of God. We need to do that. And this is what this church is trying to do to the best of our ability. And I want to speak to those listening through the internet. You may have a platform, whether you're a truck driver, a carpenter, a pastor, a missionary, whatever you are, or even just somebody who hasn't got much to do, just walking on the street, you can tell people about Jesus. Because one day, it'll be too late. He'll come back for his bride, and it'll be over for many. The Bible teaches us something. Those who reject God are going to get worse. And those who love God are going to get better. They're going to draw closer to him. Because we're going to see the gross darkness that's enveloping this world. And when we watch the news, we see the darkness encroaching. We need to spread the light as much as we can. Because as far as the Middle East is concerned, we're heading for a time that's going to be very interesting. And the world will be shaken by it. So open your heart to these interesting truths. Become a blessing to yourself and those around you by sharing these things, studying the Word, and letting them know that Jesus is about to come back. The Lord bless you. Amen.
I can't tell what's deep inside its buried caverns. I've only explore the depths of any ocean, but if you want to meet the Savior, I've been there. When you're ready to meet Jesus, come see me. When you're ready to come home again, no matter where you've been, when you're ready to meet Jesus, come see me.
Take you to meet Jesus, for I know him.
When you're ready to meet Jesus,
come see me. Come see me.